Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we are talking to Momentum's Mark Allgaard about the science behind building a branch. So check it out. You won't want to miss this one. Cool. So now what are credit unions looking for in a new branch today? We've already talked about kind of the retail consultative environment. What else? I mean, what else are you seeing out there that credit unions are in the need of as far as branches go?
Well, I think a huge one is efficiency again. So they're trying to find a way to get more done with fewer FTE, and they're looking for a way to decrease the cost of their real estate footprint, which is very expensive across the board. And so, In a certain sense, they're trying to compete again with the national banks who are reducing FTE as well. So if they're reducing FTE, reducing their footprint costs, their costs are overall are going down, and they'll theoretically be able to reduce the price of their products. So the credit unions need to be able to do that too. Right. And again, I mean, for efficiency, they're looking at more automated methods of transactions, dual use of space to reduce that footprint cost, those sorts of things. Second, they're looking for localization. It's a huge thing. It's becoming more and more important. So localization being a way to really authentically connect with the local community. And what we see, we have a client here in Seattle that overall they have a very strong brand presence and promise in the market, but they've also been able to dial it down to each individual neighborhood branch and be very relevant and connected in that branch experience to those local communities.
Nice.
We just did a branch for them in the Greenwood neighborhood, and they brought in some local artists right in that Greenwood area, and they created a mural that that connected to the overall mission and brand of the credit union, but also to the local communities.
Sweet.
It's a really neat thing. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, those are the cool things you can do to reach out the community. Then, and it's tangible. You can see it. You know, you can go check it out.
And, you know, and kind of to your previous question, it really does augment that retail environment. So these new branches do not look like a bank. They really don't. And they look like a retail environment in the way that a local bespoke high-end, you know, coffee shop or clothing shop would very polished, very relevant, very comfortable to be in.
Yep.
But also bespoke and kind of one of a kind. So I think that's important. You know, another one that's hugely important is the advisory experience. So the advisory experience means that you have everyone in the office, working office, is an expert. Excuse me, they know they're able to provide education on the products and services that they offer. They have awareness of what services and products they don't offer, but their member may need. And they have the ability to actually provide advice and recommend outside resources to the member if it's needed. And so these spaces, therefore, they look and feel different. Like I mentioned before, maybe more casual types of interaction areas, more comfortable seating, softer material, softer lighting, more natural materials. It all kind of helps. It helps kind of take the edge off in the conversation
Help
the member kind of open up more about their financial life, so that then the associate or the employee can understand and be able to recommend more accurately what is the prescription in this member's case. Lastly, I think technology, of course, is huge. Much more so. One, technology just as a component of brand, and just kind of the look and feel and the experience, the tangible experience of technology in the branch can be important. The ability to train the members right when they're opening an account or in the branch and how to use the mobile and online services so that future transactions become less expensive. The ability to use technology to share information, collaborate with the member. Might be touch screen. More often it's just a larger screen to display information and ideas on. A way we see a lot of credit unions just using their technology in the branch to provide digital marketing, but also a more relevant connection to the local community. So displaying what's going on.
Good idea.
And it kind of reflects their brand in a way that It reinforces that connection between the organization, the member, and their local community. Yeah. Kind of a trifecta, so to speak.
That's a great idea. And speaking of that, I mean, how does a company like yours work with a credit union as far as designing the branch? Obviously, building it's one thing, but designing right. I mean, ideas and things like that. Because, I mean, right. you guys are the experts, obviously. You know right. what works and what doesn't work. Sometimes, I'm sure there's some challenges like, hey, well, do we really need this or do you need yeah. that? I mean, you just listed off a whole bunch of cool stuff that a branch yeah. can have and yeah. how it can connect. I mean, how does that whole thing work?
Well, okay, so it's really easy to get the what before the why, and that's really problematic. So often the partners we work with have seen a lot going on, a lot of technology trends or other trends. Trends are very tangible. You can see them and you can start to imagine how they would look like implemented in your own branch. We try to put the brakes on that conversation and step back a bit and really understand why. What do you need the branch to do for you to be considered successful? So we start there. We talk about your strategic objectives for the organization, your strategic objectives for that market, and then we start to map out requirements. So specific requirements for the branch to be considered successful. One requirement might be it needs to have space to engage with local businesses.
Yep.
Another might be it needs to help us increase our relevance to the millennial generation. We'll document a couple dozen typically requirements. And from there, the what just really does truly flow out.
Yep. Sounds like
right. So we have the requirements. We will educate our client on the trends, what we've seen our other clients do, what we've read about in the rags, what the research is saying, what Filene is saying, mm-hmm. what Accenture is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We will have case studies that we can, map to. And then we got to take a bit of a dive into the credit union's organization.
Yeah.
What's their culture?
Yeah.
What's their brand? What's their brand pillars, their brand identity? What are their operational processes? And now, how can we blend all these three things into a solution that works for you in this, prototype branch 2.0?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's time to start picking the trends and putting them into place yeah. and understanding how these components all work together.
Exactly. I'm sure member behavior plays a part in it as well. What are they doing right now? And then how you can kind of, I don't want to say change their behavior according yeah. to what services you're providing. But I'm sure that plays a part in there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What we say is you need to incentivize what you seek. So you cannot, credit union, it's not a good strategy to try to compete on all levels for all types of members. It's typically or never successful.
Exactly.
So we help them understand what they can be best at.
Yeah.
How to incentivize those things, how to steer the membership towards those things, and then make the other items that they're not going to be able to compete on less mm-hmm. less important or less impactful. Yeah. So typically, Chase Bank or Wells Fargo, they're competing for the mass affluent. And they are competing in terms of efficiency in transactions. So if it's probably not going to be a successful strategy to also adopt all the same video technology, depersonalize the branch, and drastically spread your footprint and think that you're going to be able to compete and win against Chase Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, we recommend you really understand more specifically what does your member look like? What does your target member look like? How do you connect with them on an authentic level in that community? And then really go from there.
Fascinating. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, there's such a science behind it all. I mean, you're thinking it's a branch. Come on. No, but there's
right.
a huge science behind it.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Really fascinating yeah. stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really. All right. Wrap up question here, Mark.
Okay.
I mean, how do you see the branch continuing to evolve? Because we've seen some big evolution in the last, 5-10 years, even the last couple of years. We've seen some
yeah.
pretty darn big changes. I mean, I don't ever seeing them die just because. Kind of like the Starbucks syndrome. You want to have something on every corner so people can see it and that type of stuff. But I mean, there's a bunch of move-ins. There's a bunch of simples out there
right.
that are vying
right.
for the millennials business and stuff. How do you see the branch playing a part in here? How do you see it evolving over the next few years?
Well, let's see here. Over the last few years, I think since the Great Recession, you've seen branches a net closing of branches, but not very much. I think less than I would expect. I think there's something like 80,000 branches, of give or take, across the country.
Yeah.
And in light of the fact that I think only something like 70% of them are actually profitable, you would think you'd be seeing more branches close.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. And you have to ask yourself why. And I think it's because branches, these financial institutions, still see their branches as being an important way to connect with their target membership. So I think really in the future, what we're seeing is branches continuing to be relevant, but being completely different. And they really don't look like a bank anymore.
Yeah.
They're very much places for high levels of advice and expertise and education, where members can learn, they can be given complete access to all products and services that are the best, truly the best for them. Mm-hmm. And then where they're really able to aggregate value. So kind of see that if they're doing their checking, they're doing their savings, they have a home loan and a credit card, that they're seeing compounded value from having all those one things with mm-hmm. this institution. Mm-hmm. Because again, you know, what I also read recently was that bank customers, credit union customers, and the relationship with their primary financial institution, they're primarily acting in a transactional manner.
Right.
And they're looking for their higher value products and services outside of that primary financial relationship. And I see the future really being with credit unions recognizing that even more intently and finding ways to bring those members back home into their branches to really kind of complete that financial life cycle in one place.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, Mark, this is one of my favorite topics in the financial yeah. services. And I mean, the technology is fascinating and really cool to see all that stuff, but
right.
branches, it's just so fascinating from a behavior standpoint and the science behind it all. I mean, we all drive by bank and credit union branches all day long, you know, it's like, it's a branch. Okay, whatever. But there's
right.
such a science behind it. And you guys are right there in the thick of it. You're
well,
doing
absolutely.
A great job. So
thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
Well, you know, we have some cool stuff coming online onto our website. We're rolling out a new website in the next few weeks.
Okay.
And a couple clients from the country who are really kind of taking this discussion to the next level.
Okay.
And we're going to have, I think, some imagery and some case studies
oh.
on our website to share in probably the next couple months.
Okay.
It'll be pretty interesting, I think, for the listeners to take a look at that.
Yeah, let us know. We'll post it on the site and people can check it out. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. And again, this is just a fascinating topic. I think it's more fascinating than people really realize until you start diving into it like we did. So good stuff and keep up the good work. All right.
All right. You know, certainly. And thanks for the invitation. It was a great conversation.
Anytime. Let's do it again.
All right.